Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika. Met trots geborg deur Immunedio.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's a good way to introduce, to say back by popular demand, because that's literally what's happening here. You could just as well become residents now and stay in South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, here with us this morning, Neon Dreams Live. Gents, good morning. So good to see you guys again, man.
How was it?
I was going to ask if that's going to pick up, because I've seen you performing some Afrikaans songs. I have seen that. I was wondering if there is any plans in the pipeline to write an Afrikaans song by any chance at some point. Imagine how cool that would be.
We did like a cool collab with Francois Van Cook.
Yes.
I was actually thinking about like turning one of our songs that's already out that everyone loves into an Afrikaans version.
It'll be next level.
And think about it this way. You guys are in South Africa so much, and we have, well, technically 12 official languages with sign language included, but you can take a song and do 11 different versions. Whoa. And then South Africa will love you like for real.
That's like a whole album.
Exactly.
That's an entire album front to back. Just one song, though, on the album.
Different versions.
But can I say, man, I love that shirt. I love that one, too, but that one.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Net gefinna, just for the people that want to know. He's got a Driekus Stolnox Duplessis shirt
on
this morning.
I do.
And I mean, I can imagine the guys in Canada might be a little bit jealous about that shirt.
Well, when we were watching UFC in Canada and watching the Sean Strickland fight, everybody's like, where'd you get that shirt? And I was like, man, don't even worry about it. Just know that you're not going to get one here.
Listen, guys, what keeps you coming back to South Africa, man? Hey?
This is home now. That's it, man. That we have some of our greatest friends here and some of the greatest live shows we've experienced, not just our shows, just even watching other people's shows are here. And like, we love music. We love the music culture here.
Yeah, I must say, I mean, we spoke to Jamie Fine also just a short while ago. And I mean, for some reason, South Africa just loves Canadian music. Let's just get that out of the way.
We just
love people from Canada's music coming to South Africa. Eh?
It's insane. And before we even get to your tour and your music, I'm just going to get this very serious question out the way that we asked Jamie as well, because you guys keep coming back. And so Canadians are known for being very polite and very nice. But, gents, this is it now. This is where you have to give me a straight answer.
Okay.
Canadians are too nice to convict you of treason, okay? So don't worry about that. You're on South African soil.
Okay.
Who are friendlier?
It depends where you're at in Canada. Toronto, no. Ottawa, where Jamie's from, no. No, absolutely not. The east coast of Canada, yep. Halifax, it's pretty close. Yeah.
Newfoundland people
are definitely on par.
But overall, you guys are nice.
That's a very diplomatic.
I was just getting
ready. And you know what? I noticed a lot of people say like Cape Town people are nice, but like I find them super nice still. Maybe just not by South African standards.
Let me tell you, Pretoria is the best. Come on, say it now.
Pretoria is the best.
There we go. On record, Pretoria.
It's the best.
Pretoria.
That's the coolest name too. To be honest,
it is.
it sounds like the battle for like some place in Lord of the Rings. It's like for Pretoria.
That is the best thing I've heard in my entire life.
Like Braveheart.
Gents. Man, loving it. Listen, you brought your guitars with you. I know that people said this morning, please, can they perform a few songs live this morning?
Let's do it.
One song live. What are you going to do first?
Do you want one or two?
We're going to do one for now, and then we'll take a break and we'll do another one later. Yeah.
Okay. I want to play you guys a new one.
Is it? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Jonah. You know the story of Jonah in the Bible. He got swallowed by a big fish, a whale. He ran away from his calling. My psychologist said I'm good at breaking promises. It's all love, we just don't know how to harness it. Doctor says you can be a hero, you can conquer it, but all that pride will get you swallowed by a big fish.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika, met trots geborg deur Immunedio.
I prayed, I cried, I laughed, and I tried to give hope, to give life. All you gotta ask is, who am I? my eye. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, man. That, you know what? Whoa. There was an album a while back. It was called The Story. And on the album, they took, like, Chris Tomlin and all these guys sang on the album. And they took different characters in the Bible, and they wrote the song as if it was from their perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
Cool.
And this is typically one of those songs. I mean, I have never thought of, I would hear a song like Jonah portrayed in this way, like the story behind. It's brilliant. I love it, man.
It's like Jonah if he had an AA meeting.
Exactly. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. I absolutely love it. Is that a new song, obviously?
Yeah, a new song. We're going to be playing live, and we're working on an album right now. So it's like a bunch of different archetypes of different characters in life, and Jonah's one of them.
Man, I want to know so much more about this. All right, nou, ons gaan net hierna gaan ons voortgaan en bly net waar jy is.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika. Met trots geborg deur Immunity.
And I'm loving this. 25 minute voor 9. Neon Dreams with us, Frank and Adrian. Guys, listen, let me tell you something. When I saw that you guys are working with Matthew Moll, I was like, right, brilliant. Because, I mean, the talent you guys have got, the talent that he's got, bringing these two together, I could just imagine is an explosion of creativity.
Yeah.
Hey?
I think we just clicked instantly. Like, we went on tour with Matt December 2022, and we just realized, like, we're into, like, the same music. We grew up on the same stuff.
Yeah.
And just, like, very similar influences. And even our sounds, like, kind of fit together well, too. And so he's playing me some music, some ideas, and then he played me this demo, which eventually, originally it was just, like, a uke idea with some of the singing of what is now The Art of Letting Go. And then we brought it to the studio, and yeah.
It's crazy.
It's amazing. But how is it working with him? Like,
It's because we both have, like, a lot of, like, energy. It's just, like, fun.
Yeah.
It's pure fun in the studio, just laughing.
And he's just the nicest guy on earth.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, so friendly.
Absolutely. So tell us about the lyrics of the song, because it's an interesting story behind it. Tell us about, because I believe you were on a tour to India, right?
Yeah, we played India.
Yeah.
And we're coming back, and the first thing that we were doing was the session with Matt. But so while I was sitting there on the plane, there's this younger woman next to me, and she woke up, like, near the end of the plane. She's like, "Where am I?" I'm like, "You're on a plane." Then she just forgot. She just, like, she was going through a lot, and she started telling me all her, like, life problems and stuff. And I forgot what it was like to be, like, 16 and feeling like the whole world's against you, you know? And I tried to cheer her up, and got to a point where I was just like, you know what? Music was the thing that got me through the worst times. And if you find the right songs, it can help you in this moment. And I told her about, like, the band that helped me a lot was Linkin Park.
I was going to get to that.
In the end, right? And that song. Like, as a human, we just, like, put up these, like, walls, these barriers, and then we build this, like, little prison. And then there's a song that can just break through those walls and get it to your heart and really show you what's going on. And that's what The Art of Letting Go is.
I want to ask the question, why do you think do people sometimes, most of the times, find it so difficult of letting go of something that they should let go of? Why?
The fear and doubt. That's it. There's fear. When you face your fears, though, it's the unknown. There's a lot of unknown behind that wall of fear. But when you get past it, there's a lot of love. And that's all I'm trying to, like, show people.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. And that's the story behind the song as well.
Yeah, just teaching you how to let go. Let the rhythm soothe your soul.
Yeah, wow.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika. Met trots geborg deur Immunity.
Oh, man. The Art of Letting Go, Neon Dreams with Matthew Moll. Wow, man. How cool is that? Like, going from the just getting to the reggae part is my favorite part. I love that. Halftime reggae. Let's go. That's good, man. I think you guys are going to have so much fun performing this song. Yeah. Well, I suppose you are having fun.
It's so much fun.
Now it is out. It's so fun.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I get to get a little punk rock on the drums. So
exactly.
It's a lot more fun.
But it was so funny to view you guys while the song's playing. You're, like, performing the song, like, on air drums and stuff. I'm, like, absolutely loving it.
That's hilarious.
Right. So let's get to the tour, because you guys are back in South Africa and tomorrow in Pretoria, right?
Yeah, Pretoria. It's tomorrow, right?
Is it tomorrow? It's today, Wednesday. Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tomorrow.
We're back in Pretoria tomorrow.
You just go where they tell you to go.
Yeah. We're just so on the go. I don't know where we're at, where, how. Yeah, that's, tomorrow.
It's wonderful.
Would you like us to tell you where you're performing?
Please.
So 21 March, Banya, Pretoria. Then we're going to go to Bailey's in Bedford View on the 22nd of March, 23rd of March in Vereniging. Silver Star, you're going to be on the 24th of March. Durban on the 27th. And then down to Cape Town on the 31st of March. That's quite a full tour, eh? You guys are going to be busy.
You're ready to go.
And some places you've never been before. Vereniging, have you been there before?
Never been.
And then Silver Star as well. I suppose you've probably been in Pretoria, obviously Cape Town and Durban. That's going to be fun, man. Right, guys. So daai kaartjies beskikbaar op neondreams.ca. Right, so just go check it out there for those tickets and go and check them live. Okay, good. Guys, we're going to have to get one more song out of you before we let you go. Obviously, hopefully it's going to be our favorite.
I hope you like this one.
We hope you like this one too. All right.
We'll see.
The song's called Little Dance. And it's about positivity being a lifestyle, in case you didn't know. All right, here we go. Hey.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. Told you I don't need a night out. My bank account be looking nice now. I hit the kitchen with my ice out in my nightgown.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika. Met trots geborg deur Immunity.
Yeah, it's just a little dance. Yeah, it's just a little dance under the sun.
Wow. It's a dance. That's what we're gonna dance. Right. Love it that. Man.
Donsky.
Yes, no.
Does that make sense? No.
Listen, but someone actually just told us on our WhatsApp line that today is International Day of Happiness.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it, and you guys are here. So that's kind of serendipitous how this worked out.
Bring in the happiness vibes. Guys, thank you, man. It's always good to see you guys. And I can't wait to hear that new album. When is it dropping? Have you got plans for...
June 21st.
June 21st, right. That's around the corner.
The Good, the True, and the Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Right. So, and you're actually going to perform some of these songs, or one or two of the songs on the tour?
Yes.
Okay. So, I said yesterday it will work. If you want to hear it first, get to the tour, right?
Yes.
Go check out Neon Dreams on their website for those tickets. Guys, thank you, man. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have
thank
a good
you.
One.
Cheers.
And say, how's it to Matt? Yeah. You know how you've made it. If you say it's not Matthew, it's Matt. Then you know you've made it.
Mr. Mole.
Mr. Mole. M-Dog.
M-Dog. My boy M-Dog.
My dog.
My Cape Town boy M-Dog.
I'm saying that too. This
is Neon Dreams featuring M-Dog.
Anyway, guys, thank you. Appreciate it.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika. Met trots geborg deur Immunity.